Two goals in the first half, Mickey Cahill put two in the net. That was very important to give you that cushion.
It certainly was, and as the game progressed, it was obvious that we needed it. I suppose they weren't pretty goals by any stretch of the imagination, but 3 points is good anyway. You know, it rakes the net or gets over the line, doesn't matter how. So we're very happy. We needed them. We needed them to keep them at arm's length. They've had many good days here against teams from higher divisions, and they would have fancied another one today. So yes, we needed those goals, and it probably gave us the impetus to go on and win the game. And things changed a bit for us, and I suppose the good thing is we had enough of a lead to absorb the scores that they got at that stage of the game. But fair play to them, they kept it going, they were a spirited outfit, they didn't give up, and you know, they certainly can come out of this with a lot of honour as well. Yeah, well, we have experience of it. We never set out to go on these journeys, but it happens that we've been there a number of times, and mostly we've made good of it, you know, yeah, to a certain extent, you know, as good as possible, and hopefully we can make something good of this too.
You left Cahill up front, but Matty was never in a much deeper position today. Is that just for today, or is that the plan for the future, or is it horses for courses? Or
every day is a new day, and you know, some people want to script how you should play every game, and we don't really see it that way. I think we have to write the script that we think's best for us on any given day, and you know, there will be variations in what we do all the time, and you know, some people need to get that into their heads that, you know, you don't stick to one particular way of playing all of the time. You need variety in your game, and that's the way it comes about.
You obviously give Longford a lot of respect, 15 men back behind the ball at times. You know, you knew you had to defend with discipline.
Aye, well, I mean, you know, this number game, this number crunching that goes on, I feel that, you know, we get overburdened with it. I mean, I see many, many teams who put lots of players behind the ball when the opposition have it, but they don't seem to be counted as much as ours are. So, you know, that's just the way the game's played now. Lots of people get plenty of players behind the ball when the opposition have it, and they try to take it from them and go on the counter-attack.
It wasn't a criticism, but you did break, you know, with great thrust from back, you know, with Lex and Michael Cassidy.
And it was a criticism, I'm just saying. I'm just making a point, yeah, an alternative point, you know, that there's a lot of counting goes on in our players, I feel, a lot more than there does in other teams who do much the same thing. Well, that's it. I mean, it's still a good game to play. It's a good option to have in your armoury. And when you have it there, yes, you ought to be using it from time to time. So, but it's still nice to see quality play in there as well, quality passing, quality movement.
And you had Frank Burns and Michael Cassidy making great thrust from deep, and they've just set you up with a lot of very, very effective attacks.
Well, that's it. I suppose, you know, I don't see footballers as defenders or attackers or anything else. I just see them as footballers and people who can play ball with and without the ball. They're good players, and they have the energy to get up the wings and cause problems for the opposition. So that's the nature of the game now. It's not orthodox. It's not played on a draft board or chessboard anymore. It's a very fluid game, and you need players who can adapt to that kind of way of playing the game.